Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
In these winter months, consider TripInsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from TripInsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida.
This is
Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thanks for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. Coming up this week, we'll get a review of Royal Caribbean's Harmony of the Seas. Sherry Kennedy is standing by with Cruise News. Don't forget, all of our back episodes can be found on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio Network, and TuneIn Radio, or our website, cruiseradio.net. And while you're on the site, you can check out our posts. We have budget posts, cruise news, everything right there at cruiseradio.net. So I did something a little out of the ordinary. I booked a 16-night Trans-Pacific cruise from Honolulu to Sydney, Australia, aboard Carnival Legend, happening this fall. The itinerary actually looks really cool. Once it leaves Hawaii, it does the South Pacific Islands. So cruiseradio.net/legend if you want to check that out. Joining us now is Sherry Kennedy with Cruise News. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Doug.
Royal Caribbean had a big announcement last week.
They did, and as we know, they are going to be the first cruise line to have lifeguards at their pools. So beginning this weekend, Oasis of the Seas will be the first ship for Royal Caribbean to have licensed lifeguards at every pool. Now, the cruise line has partnered with what's called a water risk consulting company, and they will provide the lifeguards. One lifeguard will be stationed at every pool during open hours only. And there's going to be signage that's pretty noticeable, and it will be customized for each pool. You know, for the kids' pool, they'll have a different type of signage, so it's not like what they have in the solarium. And there's also going to be a short water safety briefing during the Adventure Ocean Open House on embarkation day. They're going to have swim vests. Well, they've always had them, but now they will make sure that everybody knows there are swim vests available for kids from 4 to 12 years old. And they're going to have signs that encourage parents to use them if needed. And the way the schedule is going, by June 15th of this year, all Royal Caribbean ships will have poolside lifeguards. And it's important to note that this is their sole job. They're not going to get you a drink. They're not going to save your lounge chair for you. They are there as lifeguards.
At the end of the day, is it really the cruise line's responsibility to look after the kids in the pool?
I think you're right. But if you think about going to resorts, not big fancy ones, but you know, if you're traveling on the highway and you stop at a hotel with your family and you use the pool, they don't have lifeguards.
Right.
It's up to the parents, yeah, to watch the kids. So, you know, they're really going above and beyond. And you know, it's with everybody suing everybody for any little misstep. You know, it's a CYA as well as a considerate safety enhancement, I think.
I guess the big question is, what cruise line will do it next?
It seems that all of them follow each other,
sure,
whether it's for tips or embarkation procedures. So, you know, you could be right, and we could be seeing lifeguards on all the ships, on all the mainstream ships, put it that way.
Carnival Cruise Line's Carnival Sensation just underwent a multi-million dollar refurbishment. What enhancements did it get?
Oh, well, all the favorite things that we like, and one of your favorites, they now have a Guy's Burger Joint, and I'll go through the list really quickly,
okay,
because if you've been on the Lido deck on other ships, you've seen the Blue Iguana Tequila Bar, the Cantina, the Red Frog Rum Bar, there's the Alchemy Bar, Cherry on Top, and a Camp Ocean. So they've gone pretty heavy duty with this refurbishment. There's also new carpeting, new wall coverings, tile and lighting have been replaced. So it's a pretty big multi-million dollar renovation for sure.
Speaking of enhancements, Norwegian Pearl just received a few.
And again, another ship gets a round of updates, and Norwegian Pearl returned to Miami after her two-week dry dock. And every stateroom has been refurbished, all 1,197 of them. The Haven Complex also has a renovated courtyard, plus the suites, and the villas now sport new soft goods and some new furniture, too. And the restaurants weren't neglected. Cagney's Steakhouse, Moderno Churrascaria were also enhanced. And oddly, O'Sheehan's Bar and Grill has a new ceiling, a new lighting, and also some new furniture.
Oh, good.
Outdoors by the pool, the decks have been enhanced and cleaned up, and they look beautiful. And the Pearl will reposition from Miami to Seattle for this summer's season in Alaska. So people up there will have a pretty nice ship to look at.
Norwegian Cruise Line also adding some entertainment options or additional entertainment to their ships.
They have, and it's the Cirque Dreams performances that they've been expanded to more ships. And for those that may not be familiar with Norwegian Cirque Dreams performances, it's an interactive, acrobatic, high-energy after-dinner show. And it begins when coffee and dessert are served. Were you going to ask me a question about that you've received from some readers, I think?
Yeah, I got a listener question when I published this story. They asked what the difference between Cirque Soleil and Cirque Dreams was, and I had no clue.
Yeah, and they are really two separate entities. Cirque du Soleil, of course, is worldwide, land-based, and they have a huge stage, and it's just an amazing hour and a half long show, whereas Cirque Dreams, that is now going to be aboard three of Norwegian ships, it's in a small theater, and dinner is served. They still do similar type acrobatics and aerobatics. These people are like pretzels. They can bend every which way and jump miles in the air, and it's really a lot of fun. The difference, too, I think you could say, is that with Cirque Dreams at a dinner theater, they manage to get the guests involved. And, you know, some little embarrassing things can happen. They put you on stage and they give you a bell to ring, which I had to do once. And it's just a lot of fun. Whereas Cirque du Soleil, you're a spectator. But it will also be now aboard the Getaway in time for summer in Europe. And then this month, it's going to debut aboard the Norwegian Breakaway with a new show called Cirque Dreams Jungle Fantasy.
Fun. Been talking with Sherry Kennedy from CruiseMaven.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
Cruise Radio. Maintaining our global reach. Listen live at CruiseRadio.net.
From its rich heritage, picturesque beaches, and unparalleled blue waters, it's no wonder over 7 million people cruise to the Caribbean every year. What do you want to do? Swim with stingrays at Stingray Bay? Go for an island tour? Take a beach break? Or set sail on a catamaran to spend the day snorkeling? Whatever you decide, CruisingExcursions.com has a shore excursion to fit your budget. Cruising Excursions knows your time on the island is limited and that you want to make the most of your day. That's why they have shore excursions up to 60% cheaper than the cruise lines and offer smaller, more personable tours. Find out for yourself. Research and book your next shore excursion at CruisingExcursions.com.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
Have a question for the experts, or would you like to talk about your cruise or vacation experience, good or bad? Email comments at cruiseradio.net.
Don Buccolo is the editor of EatSleepCruise.com. Him and his wife Heidi just returned from a 7-night Eastern Caribbean sailing aboard Harmony of the Seas. How you doing, Don?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man. It's been a while. So what made you and Heidi want to sail Harmony of the Seas?
It's the world's largest cruise ship, so that in itself was reason enough. But we do like the Oasis class. We've sailed on both Allure of the Seas and Oasis of the Seas, so it was just inevitable that we were going to get on this ship.
Did you do any extra research knowing you were going on the world's largest cruise ship?
We always do research, even though we know the ship a little bit. There are some unique things to Harmony that we wanted to bone up on and make sure we knew what we were doing course, we like to pre-plan everything too. So we were always checking the cruise planner to see when the shows became available or the tours and shore excursions. So plenty of planning went into this trip.
So you're in Fort Lauderdale. You make your way to Terminal 18, which is the dock where Harmony of the Seas docks. So how was the embarkation process for you there?
It was smooth. We've sailed with Royal quite a bit, as you know. So this was our first sailing as an official Diamond member. So they put you in that little separate seating area. We got to the pier, checked in that seating area of less than 25 minutes, less than a half hour. And then we waited there roughly a half hour before it was all aboard. And they got everyone in, scanned us in, and it was nice and smooth.
So as we were just saying, like 6 months ago, you sailed on a Oasis-class ship. What were your impressions this go-around?
Oasis was a great ship, but she's about 7-8 years old now. Mm-hmm. Once you walked on Harmony, it did feel newer. I think the decor is very similar, but just slightly more like the Quantum-class ships. The layout is the same. They have the different neighborhoods on the same decks, but just the public venues themselves, navigating them seemed a little bit easier with the layout of the furniture and how they place things in the different areas. But ship's in great condition, and we got on board, and the first thing we always do is take a ton of pictures. So We rushed up to the top deck and just started on deck 16 and worked our way down, getting pictures before all the other passengers started using the pools and the restaurants and things.
Awesome. So you get to your room. What kind of stateroom did you have, and what did you think of it?
We did the Central Park view room. So as some people may know, with the ship, they have a lot of open spaces in the interior of the ship. So it would be similar to what an inside room would be, but it has this large window overlooking Central Park. We were on deck 9, so right above the park. It was a nice room. The layout was a little bit different than a normal interior. It felt, because the ship is, I think it just felt wider than a normal ship, but Pretty typical layout. I would say the storage was a little lacking. They have on the other ship some bins above the bed for storage. We are overpackers, so we're always looking to maximize as much as we can the space, but it was nice to have that window and kind of look outside, see what the weather is, and get a feeling for the day. But it was a nice stateroom.
You said the layout was a bit different. Was it just because it was wider, or was there anything else different or configured differently?
Where they put the desk is a little bit different. So these, on other royal ships and similar type rooms, they have a lot of kind of shelving and this whole unit above the desk. That wasn't there. And where they shifted the desk was a little bit closer to the door. So just like these minor slight changes that, you know, so not a huge overhaul.
Gotcha. So we can talk about the food next, because this ship has plenty of it. So we'll start at the Lido. What do they call it? The Windjammer.
The Windjammer.
Yeah, yes. How was that for you?
Jammer. Yeah, that's up on, I think it's deck 16. We go to the Jammer very sparingly because, As you mentioned, there's so many other places to eat on the ship. So we did go there for lunch one day, and it's your pretty typical buffet. Actually felt the layout was easier here to navigate. Again, kind of a theme throughout the ship. So they space it out pretty well. But most of the time we would spend either in Central Park. There's a park cafe, which I liken to a Panera type, with breakfast sandwiches and bagels and things in the morning. And then the Royal Kilwicki sandwich and paninis and salads at lunch. That's usually kind of where we spend our day time eating.
Gotcha.
There's also the Boardwalk, of course, the Boardwalk Doghouse that I'm a big fan of as well. Can't help getting a couple hot dogs while you're down there.
Yeah, it's so awesome. The main dining room situation on this ship is kind of different from other cruise ships, because there's three main dining rooms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about those, because it confuses the heck out of me.
It is confusing, because if you remember, the original intent was to have, similar to the Quantum class ship, three separate restaurants that people were going to rotate through. So each restaurant, as you mentioned, has different decor and a different style and a different name. But I guess halfway through building Harmony, or right before she was released, they decided to kind of abandon that and just do a traditional main dining room where every night there's a different menu, where some of the menu is the same, and then they rotate the entrees and starters.
Mm-hmm.
So right now the way they have it set up is two of the decks are My Time Dining, which is their flexible dining program. And then one of them is traditional. So deck 3, the American Icon, which on the Quantum class ships was American comfort food style. So the decor is kind of got city landscapes and New York
sure.
type decor. That's the traditional dining. So that's where we were. We always do the traditional dining, the early dining, so the 6 p.m. dining. The Mai Tai one is called the Grande, which is originally going to be a formal restaurant where mm-hmm. formal wear was required. And then on deck 5 was Silk, the Asian-inspired restaurant.
Cool. So what did you think of the food in there?
We ate there 5 nights, and I thought the food was excellent. Compared to Oasis, as you mentioned, we were there a few months earlier. I thought the food here was slightly fresher, it felt like. They're still changing their menus a little bit, so it wasn't the same menu we had on Oasis, and it also was different than the traditional menu they've had for years now. But the food was great. We always found something we enjoyed. I did feel they kind of were lacking a little bit on the service. Our waiter was great. He worked double time. I don't know if it's just because they weren't anticipating how many people they were going to have traditional versus Mai Tai or whatever, but it did feel like they were a little bit understaffed in the dining room.
So 5 nights you ate in the main dining room. So what 2 specialties did you do?
Before the cruise, we had booked the Wonderland restaurant, which is on decks 11 and 12. Again, that's kind of one of the restaurants they've borrowed from the Quantum class. And we've eaten there on Quantum and really enjoyed it. They have a newer menu, which has some of the same items as Quantum, but some newer items. So we definitely did that the first formal night, so night 2. And we love it. It's just a total experience with the way the food's presented. It's a unique combination of flavors, and the way the food's actually prepared in itself is, it's almost a show sometimes when they bring you out some of the appetizers. And then on night 6, we ate at 150 Central Park, mm-hmm. which is a executive chef Michael Schwartz signature restaurant there, which was something we had never eaten at before because it used to be a tastings menu. But now they have a more traditional menu with starters, entrees, and desserts. So we figured we'd give that a shot because we've never eaten there before.
Cool. You said you pre-booked the Wonderland. Was it cheaper doing it before you got there?
It was. They were running a promotion. And the one thing, Royal seems to always be running a promotion pre-cruise. That's why we always, it's almost a daily thing where we check our cruise planner. But we did get, I think, a 20% discount off that
cool.
Wonderland. And then we actually were invited to dine at 150 Central Park by Royal Caribbean. So
oh, cool.
we could not deny the invitation.
Yeah, definitely not. So entertainment on the ship. There's so much entertainment. So I'm just going to let you take the reins here. And what did you think of the entertainment?
We really enjoy the entertainment. So we would say, of course, we pre-booked everything. But given our change in itinerary, some of the shows were switched around. One of our favorite highlights of any Oasis class ship is the Aqua Theater, and the show there is called Fine Line on Harmony. It has a lot of technology and acrobatics that are part of it, but because our show was rescheduled, we actually had to watch it during the day, which lost a little bit, I think, of some of the special effects that they do with the lighting and such, but still it's our favorite show so far in the Aqua Theater. And then in the main theater, they had a full production of the musical Grease, which we thought was excellent. And then they had an original show called Columbus the Musical, which is a comedy. And I really enjoy it. I love comedy, so it's in the vein of Mighty Python and Spamalot and things like that. I thought it was pretty funny. It does get a little silly at the end, so mm-hmm. if you like kind of over-the-top comedy, that show is definitely for you.
Cool. Moving to the outside area, did you do the Abyss slide?
We did it all,
yeah. Doug,
but we did the Ultimate Abyss twice. We were surprised. It was, I don't know, it wasn't very busy whenever we went there. We were just able to get on, and so that was cool. And then we did all the water slides too, the Perfect Storm.
Awesome, very cool. Let's see, so there's the water slides on there, there's the dry slide, there's the, I'm trying to think, there's just so much to do on there. If someone were to sail on Harmony of the Seas, would you recommend them making reservations in advance, or can you kind of just walk up and do things?
Well, the shows you can make, definitely make the reservations, I would say. I think standby, you can get in standby, you may not have the best seats, but there are other things that you can probably play by ear there, like the comedy show. We pre-booked everything, but they do a comedy show, I think, every night. They don't do it on broadcation night, so nights 2 through 6, and they usually have at least 2 seating. So if you don't pre-book that, you could probably go standby and get a seat at some time. But other things they don't have reservations for, you just kind of wait in line to do stuff. One thing we would definitely recommend on the ship, even though it's a surcharge, is the escape room they have on there, the puzzle break. It's called mm-hmm. Escape the Rubicon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. We did it on day 5 or 6, I think. And I don't know if you're familiar with escape rooms, but it's supposedly the most high-tech escape room that this company, Puzzle Break, has made yet.
Have you done an escape room on land yet?
No, we have done the one on Anthem of the Sea. So I don't have a comparison for others on land, mm-hmm. but compared to the one on Anthem of the Sea, this one is 10 times better.
Gotcha. Let's talk about the sea days on the ship. Of course, you did have a couple of sea days on this 7-night Eastern itinerary. So how were the sea days for you as far as movement around the ship and crowdedness and all that?
Yeah, I mean, we have 5,000 people on the ship. You're going to expect a little bit of crowds. I thought the flow was actually, compared to, I was concerned because Oasis, we went off season and it was rather slow. And going in January, kind of peak vacation, I was worried. But we were able to get lounge chairs, deck chairs near the sun. Both times we wanted to, I think we only really laid out twice because the weather was a little iffy. And then port days is usually quiet anyway. So we stayed on the ship one port day and we could sit and do whatever we wanted. But I would say that if you get up relatively early and you're out by 9:30, 10, you can get pretty prime seats. And they have removed one bar on deck 16. So they've added like more seating to accommodate people who are looking to get some sun. And another good thing about this class of ship too, the running track isn't on top deck, it's on deck 6. Because I know on some other ships too, the congestion happens when you have people working out or walking or running on those open air decks, but you don't have that issue here. So it was fine.
What bar did they remove?
They removed, I think it's called the Sky Bar.
Oh, so, up at the top there.
Yeah, so they have the mast bar on port side, but on the starboard side, there's just extra deck seating there.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's only 3 outdoor bars, and you have the Solarium bar, which is for the ship in the Solarium.
Awesome. Talk to us about the ports you hit and which port was your favorite.
Definitely. So we ended up going to Labadee, which is their private island, and we've been to Labadee quite a few times because we sail a lot with Royal Caribbean. So we didn't do too much there, just laid on the beach and enjoyed some of the sun until a passing rain cloud came by and everyone made a mad dash for the ship. But I would say on this cruise, our favorite port of call was St. Martin because of the shore excursion we did.
And that was what?
We did the America's Cup Regatta sailing. So it's something I've wanted to do for a while. And we actually had it booked at least one other cruise and it got canceled because they didn't have enough people. And I think another time we had it booked too and they changed our time slots so it wasn't available. So this was like 3 times we tried to do this. And I'm glad we finally got on there. It's a lot of fun. It's interactive. You actually feel like you're sailing the ship as you're given your own task to do. And we didn't win the race, unfortunately, but hey, we came in second.
I like that the whole, I did that same excursion down in Cozumel, and I like that they assigned someone as the bartender. Do they do that for yours too?
We didn't have enough people.
Oh,
So yeah, they give, I mean, if you don't really want to get involved, like one person kept time for the race and things like that. But we had just enough hands. Actually, we were short people, so we did not have a bartender. But the other people, and it was a great crew. Everyone who worked for the company was top-notch, and they were the unofficial bartenders. So
cool. So, Don, you make your way back to Port Everglades. Of course, as we were mentioning a few minutes ago, Terminal 18 in Port Everglades, one of the most efficient cruise terminals in the world. Royal Caribbean and ships that come into Port Everglades now have mobile passport when it comes to disembarkation. First off, explain what mobile passport is.
So instead of filling out one of those custom forms that everyone hates filling out that they leave in your stateroom, you basically download this app. And the morning of disembarkation, you answer some of the similar questions beforehand. You actually just scan a picture of your passport. So all your information is loaded into this app. So that morning you answer a couple questions and then you get a QR code. So when you go to customs, you don't even have to give them a declaration. You go into a whole separate line and they literally just scan your phone and check your passport.
Would you recommend?
Oh, yes, definitely do it. We kept hearing people, they promote it first of all too on the ship. You'll see signs. There's people there even to help you use the technology or download the app and do everything you need to do with it. But I don't know why. We did it. We walked off the ship. There were 2 couples in front of us. It took us not even 5 minutes to go through customs.
Jeez, that's awesome. So looking back on your sailing, Don, what was the biggest highlight for you during your 7-night cruise?
That's a tough one. It's a tug of war between the entertainment and the food, but I would say the entertainment, the one reason we like some of these larger mega ships is because there's so much different types of entertainment, and then they always have these full-length shows or signature shows only for that ship. So definitely, it's tough, but I would say the entertainment on board.
Do you have any first-time tips for anyone considering or who is sailing Harmony of the Seas?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to keep saying about planning. So planning is important, of course, sure. And pre-booking things. Definitely checking the cruise planner, because during about 100 days out or whatever, Royal Caribbean was running different promotions. So we got a discount on dining, as I mentioned. We also got a discount on our shore excursion we booked through them, as well as our beverage package that we bought. So definitely checking that. And before you go, maybe try to get a little familiar with the ship. Download their Royal IQ app too, because it connects to your reservation, so you can see things there. You can use it to make reservations on board. It's still a little clunky with that, but at least you have it there if you want to double check things. And you know, make use of all the technology they have, because that's one good thing about Royal Caribbean. They have a good amount of technology to help make your sailing go smoothly.
And Don, final thoughts of Harmony of the Seas.
Oh, we love the Oasis class. And since this is the newest ship and it has some different things than Allura and Oasis, we would highly recommend checking it out. And just whenever you get on any of those ships, just do it all. Even if you're not sure, if you're afraid maybe of the Ultimate Abyss or you don't think water slides are for adults, just have fun. There's so much different. Ride the carousel. Just do it all. That's what I would say.
You can find Don's review of Harmony of the Seas at eatsleepcruise.com. Don, it was good talking to you, buddy. Thanks for being on the show.
Likewise. Have a good one. Thanks.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer three different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, TripInsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out TripInsurance.com.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.